This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Oh, my aching belly, TMB. How's yours? July 4th, we overindulged and celebrated.
My aching belly is a little bit bigger than it was 2 days ago. I was telling you before we got on the air tonight that I literally ate more yesterday than I had eaten in the 10 days previous.
Wow. Now, what was going on? Were you just on such a pace that you didn't have time to stop and eat?
Well, I've actually been doing some fasting. So, a little bit funny there, but no matter how much I'd have eaten yesterday, it would have been more than the previous 10 days. But I actually did eat quite a bit too much. We had, Charlene just got the works. So we had salmon, tuna, grass-fed burgers, nitrate-free organic doggers. what else do we have? And then some tenderloin as well.
Grass-fed, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, of course. So it was amazing. It was amazing. So I ate too much, but I didn't really eat that much, but it was more than I needed. But it was just a great day of celebration. We had some friends over, a bunch of families from Bryce's baseball team. Mm-hmm. They came over and celebrated with us, and we had our own fireworks, of course, so we just kind of powdered the sky, and I think upset quite a few neighbors, but, you know, that's kind of part of the fourth. But one of the coolest things that for me was we were outside, and we have a television outdoors that we had on the baseball game. Mm-hmm. And it was seventh inning stretch for one of the games, and this man came up in a suit and tie like a opera singer and sang God Bless America. And I mean, I literally got chills. That was probably the most memorable part of the night for me, is everybody gathering around watching that. And it's like nobody was talking. Everybody was just listening. And then, then you kind of realize it's kind of cool to go out and be able to pig out and shoot fireworks. But what's it really all about? It's about, you know, this God's blessed our country and has given us this freedom, and we have our independence. And it's just kind of renews my zeal to keep fighting for the truth and for our freedom.
You know what else it's about? It's about firearms. It's about the Second Amendment as well, because it's the last line of defense for tyrannical government takeover. Folks, remember, and we talked about this with Michael Badnarco, every year we get together with him and I do a Sacred Fire of Liberty, if you will, Independence Day Spectacular. And we went out shooting, my son and I, the other day as well, with a sheriff, by the way, on private property. And it was funny, the guy, they had like, I don't know how many 100 acres or more, and out where we are, it's, you know, you can shoot, there's no issue. And they had sold some of that land off to somebody that wanted to get out of the city and move to the country. And of course, you know, they're saying, listen, we do shoot guns on the property. And they moved there, they didn't think anything of it. And it's like, they're moving there and they're calling the sheriff going, hey, they're shooting guns next to me. And the sheriff's going out, well, they can. It's America. You know? Yeah. And so they put the house on the market and they're moving back to the city.
Well, you know what? Go back to New York City.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, you think about all the reasons, and I've said this time and time again, and I know you believe it too, that America, as it's intended to be, is a place, a bastion for spiritual freedom, ultimately. Our ability to worship as we please, to not violate anybody else's rights in the process, all of that. And of course, that extends to what? Our ability to protect ourselves, defend ourselves, and recognize that those enemies could be foreign, but they could also be domestic. And our founders knew that deeply. And the fact that we could celebrate and we have abundance at this point in our history is extraordinary, considering how much of our liberty has been usurped by an overgrown, overlarge federal bureaucracy, particularly when it comes to health care, but not exclusively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a couple things that you said there I agree with totally, Robert. It's like that this what we're here to do here in the United States is to just continue to keep our freedoms. And one of the ways that we do that is through the Second Amendment with the you know, the right to bear arms, which is not given in the Second Amendment.
Yes.
It's actually enumerated in the Second Amendment. It's a right given to, by God. But it's all about the freedom to be able to protect ourselves, but to do what we want to do, right? The freedom of religion, the freedom to, you know, you can worship who you want in the United States and not be worried about getting killed if you disagree with somebody. It's about the freedom to choose what medical interventions we want on our body, you know, and that's one of the things that we had that we were really focusing on with the truth about vaccines is to let people know we're not really, I would not characterize our position as anti-vax, even though I don't vaccinate. My position is freedom of choice in vaccines, and people can choose to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. It's really about the freedom to choose, whether they, it's not really being pro or anti anything. It's pro-freedom.
Correct. And I talked about sovereignty being with the people and the origin of America, and how even Arnold Schwarzenegger had said that in his, like, as he was running for governor in California. But the sovereignty is not with the people of California, because they have been sold as chattel to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, their kids as well, based on the fact that they can't send their kids to public or private schools without forced vaccinating them. And that, that there's no spiritual freedom there. There's no religious liberty there. And of course, any of these countries like Italy, where they're protesting big time, France, which we're just now learning, might roll over into a forced vaccine state as well. And we're seeing them one by one, countries roll over, or states roll over to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
We are. We are. And, you know, it's, that reminds me of something that, that we saw last night that was just so cool for the parents. So there was a lot of the little kids were gathered together in the middle of our driveway. And I was over there by the rest of the adults and looking down at the kids and wondering what they're talking about. What are those kids talking about? And I said, well, I'm going to go see. So I walked over there to see what they're talking about. And one of the older group in the group, I think he's 10 years old, his name's Jet, one of our good buddies from church. He was talking to the kids and telling them what an atrocity it is for governments to be forced vaccinating their citizens and children. And I'm like, what a beautiful conversation to be having. You know, you wonder, what are these little 10, 9, 8, 7, 6-year-olds talking about? They were talking about forced vaccines.
Beautiful. This is the kind of thing we have to have these communications within our family settings, with our friends. But as you and I have said, and you have been intense about this too, we need to be having these discussions in our houses of worship.
Oh, yeah. And that's where I think that, you know, a lot of these areas that you would think are would be espoused by people that are religious, you know, that believe in God and believe in living a moral life, whatever, however you want to call it. Those are some of the hardest places to get on board. You know, until maybe with the vaccine issue, you mentioned to them that, that there's, you know, some of them are cultured in aborted fetal tissue. You know, maybe that brings them over, but you would think that the houses of worship would be a place that these things are discussed. But when it comes to the cancer issue and, you know, these natural treatments for cancer, it's one of the toughest places to convince people.
Right. The we've lost our way when we talk about spiritual freedom issues, where we turn our bodies over to the government, the sacred gift of life, our body, our temple, and we say, you know what, the government knows better. And guess who owns the government? The pharmaceutical industry. They know better. Go ahead, do what you want to my kid. No, not here. But the reality is it's happening only through the brutality that's being visited on our children through the vaccines and through the medications and drugs. It's also being visited on our elders.
It is. It is. And, you know, one of the ways that it's potentially going to be visited on our elders, you know, back on the vaccine issue to continue that thought, is that with the Healthy People 2020 initiative that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny discussed in The Truth About Vaccines, they're looking to catch up the elderly. You know, and that's not necessarily anybody over 80. That's anybody that hadn't been vaccinated since they were a kid. One of the goals is to catch up the United States populace on their vaccinations. And that right there is tyranny to the nth degree that we've never seen before.
Well, I'm with Michael Badnarik on this one. Doc, you bring the syringe. I'll bring my .45. We'll see who makes a bigger hole. Don't mess with me.
I'm telling you something. If they ever try that, it will be the line in the sand that causes a war here, because people won't allow you. I mean, I would not allow a stranger to come in my house and shoot my wife and kill her. I would protect Charlene if they came in with a gun, right? Yeah. There's no way I would allow them to do that. I would shoot them first. But how is it any different to come in and try to force a vaccine on her that she doesn't want? It's the same thing, and there's toxins in there that could kill her. Why should I not protect her in that situation? And I would, and I'd protect my kids too, and I know of tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of other people in the United States that feel the same way.
Well, and that's why these mandates coming down from down low, I shall say, in evil places in government centralized bureaucracies are happening, because they're desperate to not lose the people. They're preying on the fear. And as long as most people are still vaccinating, they think they can count on them, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, to point out and gang up on the few, the percentages of people that have woken up. Usually the hard way, because of injuries some of their kids, and so they say no more for our family. And so these mandates are happening because they realize more people than ever are waking up.
Right. And you know what? The interesting thing to remember is that all these people out here that people would be referred to as anti-vaxxers, these crazy parents that think that something happened to your kid. You know what they all have in common? They're not anti-vaxxers. They were all pro-vax. They all vaccinated their kid. At one point, they believed in the system, and something happened. And so to demonize these parents that are just trying to figure out what happened to my kid is criminal to me.
Yeah. Well, there's an article here, and we're kind of dancing around it and through it without even mentioning it. It's health freedom is the right to refuse vaccines a human right. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Why is informed consent to vaccination a human right? Now, they go into civil liberties, and I acknowledge that. I understand that. But my gosh, what about spiritual liberties? What about those rights that come from God, not government? And that's where civil liberties aren't enough for me.
Oh, I agree. I agree, but it's a start. And I think you're referring to an article that Barbara wrote, Barbara Lowe Fisher, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and I agree. But that's her slant, you know. Mm-hmm. That's her slant, is to protect our civil liberties. But I guarantee you, I know Barbara, and you do too, she's just as concerned about our spiritual liberties as well.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why we do this show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We have TMB when he's available every week for an hour. Thank goodness, and it's going outside the box here. We've got a new thing coming up, and I want to kind of set the stage. People have been hearing about this rsbreports.com, a new site that's educating folks on the benefits, and it kind of goes back to the three wise men, the gifts of the magi, right?
Yeah.
And the concept of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and how we're bringing that up and scientifically validating some of these concepts for people that are invested in their health, the health of their kids, and what they can do about it. So are you prepared, my friend, to go into some of that to let people know why this is important?
Absolutely, man. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, what's your appetite? If you have it, because I don't right now, because I ate too much yesterday. But I'll be hungry again. And maybe I should take some turmeric and some curcumin. We're going to talk about that and more with Ty Bollinger as well. Good news on the cannabis front as it relates to people relying on pain medications. Looks like they're not anymore. Why? We'll get to that as well. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. Back with Ty Bollinger after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack. Bacon or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back out of here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Ty Bollinger, and people have been hearing about this RSV reports recently. We've got cranking it up on the Epigenetic Labs. There's going to be a major announcement in terms of name change coming up soon. I'm not going to reveal it unless you do, but very excited about the great products that we're utilizing here at home and the Bell family household, and many listeners are, and we want you to tap into the science behind it. TMB, you've got to be aware about a lot of this stuff.
That has any what do you call it when you look at the root of words, etymological basis? If you go back into the Greek or the Hebrew,
there you go with the actually, big words and sounding smart again. What
yeah,
do you
I sound once a show I sound smart. if you actually go into the you know, as a theologian goes in and looks at the roots, you know, the
yes.
where these words come from, what do they really mean in the New Testament, which would have been Koine Greek actually that it was written in. I don't know that you're going to find any basis for that, but whether it has, you know, basis or not, it's a theory. And why would it be a theory? Well, it's the theory is because at that time the golden spice, the turmeric, is so medicinal that its value was probably about the same as gold, if not more valuable
sure.
per weight than gold.
Well, if people don't think that's possible, I mean, you look back at the term salary, and it relates to salt as payment. And we think
right.
of salt as a relatively inexpensive, you know, mineral combine compared to what it was when it wasn't readily available everywhere. And so the perspective on these healing or medicinal herbs and spices, my gosh, they were worth their weight in gold.
Well, they were. They were. And so you had the golden spice, which is turmeric, and then you also had frankincense and myrrh. And, I mean, those compounds, the studies that have been done on, you know, frankincense with the effects on the immune system and oral health and as an astringent, right? And what else? It's a minagogue. You know what an minagogue is? Remember that? Minagogues?
That was in Star Wars, the first one, right? They went back it was...
Well, and now close. That was, I think, Minagog was Jabba the Hutt's sister. No, a Minagog is anything that helps with the menses, the menstrual symptoms. So it's an Minagog, so it reduces the bad effects of menopause, right, in the menstruation. But that's just three or four of a whole bunch. It helps with respiratory issues, and of course, there's been lots of studies that have been done with frankincense on the C word, but we can't mention that because. Right, because according to the FDA, if it has an effect on the C word, then it's now a drug. But anyway, we know the studies that have been done on that. And then, you know, we also have myrrh, which is one of the other gifts of the Magi. And you've got the benefits of that. Of course, it has also been studied against the C word, but you can't mention that. But that's one of the main ways. But you know, it was actually used for fragrance, right? And it was used for embalming. Now it's not used currently for embalming, but it was used to make the body smell better. So it was an antiseptic, right?
Yeah.
It was an antiseptic. It helped with wound healing, and also used in a lot of stuff that was used orally for oral health. So you know, you have all of these different benefits from a medicinal perspective for both frankincense and myrrh, and then we know about turmeric, the golden spice. So that's a theory. Is there any basis in scripture on that? Don't really know if there's a etymological basis, but it's a theory that would hold weight from the medicinal perspective, because that was three medicines that they would have been given to baby Jesus.
Exactly, and now we're getting pushback from the so-called medical mafia in the mainstream media, and there's an article that says, forget what you've heard, turmeric seems to have zero medicinal properties. And you read this article, right? You read this article, and you go, wait a second. It's not saying that. It's saying that they can't turn it into a drug. That's why they don't want you to use it at all. It's all about, can we turn this into a drug or not?
Oh, absolutely, because they would love to. But the fact that there would be an article that would be in any sort of a reputable journal or online that would say there are no medicinal benefits of turmeric is absolutely insane. That's an embarrassment for whoever published that, because it's how many thousands of studies have been done in reputable medical institutions that have shown that there's a medicinal effect with turmeric.
Wow. Absolutely phenomenal what's going on. And y'all check it out, rsbreports.com, special place you can read about all of these things, the scientific validation of it, and where we're getting it right now from Epigenetic Lab, soon to be. We'll tell you so shortly. Also, what's worth its weight in gold? Could it be cannabis? And if so, what is it doing now that makes it so valuable? That's good for your health and bad for the health of Big Pharma. That's good news, and we're going to tell you after the break.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Check out the upcoming events in the show notes. Scroll down, you'll see the Cancer Prevention Convention. And that's going to be happening August 27th in basically Detroit. There's something called Gross Isle or Gross Ill. Do you know how to pronounce this place where we're going, TMB?
It's called Gross Islay.
Gross Islay, that's it. That's Gross Islay. Anyway, well, we're going to be up there for the Cancer Prevention Convention, second one. Yeah. It was awesome, and you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Your family's I'm just so excited to see you there. And then, of course, in October, we'll all be together for the big one, The Truth About Cancer 2017 in Orlando,
Florida. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to be together, of course, at Gros Islay. And then about a month and a half later, month and a third later, be down in Orlando at the Truth About Cancer TAC Live 2017 in Orlando. Going to be awesome. Tickets just went for sale. I think it was last week. They've been for sale for about a week, I think, now.
Yeah, get them now because it will sell out, folks. There are, I mean, there's a limited number of seats, and the speakers, the lineup, as good as you'll ever see, all in one place. And you'll get to interact. So I'm looking forward to being there, not only because I get to hang out with you, but we get to hang out with everybody that loves health, freedom, and healing liberty like we do.
Oh, man, it's awesome. And, you know, since we're getting ready for this new one, we've been looking through the footage from last year and, you know, kind of getting together footage of people that were talking about how it changed their life and so forth. And it's really amazing, all the people that we're helping through these conferences. And it's not us. It's the doctors that are coming, like yourself and other the lecturers and the people that are healing. That's the ones that are making the difference. And it's really humbling for us just to be able to be kind of the ones that are facilitating getting together all these people from across the country to be able to meet with their health heroes. And it's kind of like a homecoming for a lot of people. A lot of people have told us that since last year's event, that this was the one thing they were looking forward to the whole year, was, you know, the second year of this, because it was like they felt like they had come home when they walked into that conference.
Beautifully said. Now I just got to figure out a way to open a lecture without a coffee enema joke about Super Don.
Well, if we can get Super Don to come, we'll put him on the front row, and you can go and say it.
Okay,
I'll do a coffee enema on stage. Hey,
what? No.
Woo! Yeah, woohoo!
Super Don does coffee enema demonstrations.
Oh my gosh! Yep.
live without
then,
a net.
But then he'll do it, and then I can say, "Look, see, he did it again. He put it in the wrong end." So there you go. We'll be all right. It'll be okay, everybody. It's okay. So, hey, when we're talking about pain, and we don't want to talk about using opiates, right, the dangerous opioid drugs, we got to be talking about something else, and I think you know what it might be.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. What's up?
More great news on the plants are created by God front. That is the cannabis plant. Big Pharma losing grip as a study shows nearly 100% of cannabis users are giving up RX pain meds. Dude, all the people that want $1 trillion to help deal with the opioid crisis, even Donald Trump is not getting the memo. We could solve this thing.
You mean the pharmaceutical companies don't want you learning about a plant that could cure a condition that they're going to sell their drugs to perpetuate? I don't understand that. Why would they not want you to know about it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of a mystery to me. But, management of pain. If you're not even curing the thing to get off of an opioid because you're able to take a plant that doesn't harm you, doesn't kill you, doesn't damage your liver, in fact, reverses a lot of things.
Right.
And, man, to see that, I mean, I knew the numbers were good, but they said 97% of respondents strongly agreed that they could decrease their use of opioid medications when using cannabis. 92% of respondents said they strongly agreed that they prefer cannabis to treat their medical condition. The study found that 81% of respondents said they strongly agreed that using cannabis alone was more effective than taking cannabis with opioids. Good Lord, it's over for Big Pharma if this plant gets out any further.
It is. And, you know, I traveled up to Boulder a couple of weeks ago for the pet cancer documentary that we're doing. And, you know, they're using cannabis to not just help with pain, but also to actually treat diseases like cancer. So it's amazing. But, you know, why would you want to go with something natural like cannabis when you can take drugs, the opioids, that then will paralyze your colon and then create what's called OIC now, right? Have you seen that commercial for opioid-induced constipation? I think everybody's probably seen the commercial by now. So instead of getting off the opioids, maybe trying to promote something like cannabis that would do a lot better for pain, let's keep them on the opioids that are going to create OIC, that now they can sell that drug called, I think it's called Movantik, that will treat OIC. It's like, really?
Incredible, isn't it?
It's crazy now, because that's a real commercial that I've seen on the television, and it lists the side effects for this drug, and they're horrible side effects, almost worse than the constipation.
Well, and that's the game that they play on you. And of course, I was once in it. My dad was a pharmaceutical rep. My uncle was a doctor, although he warned me not to become a medical doctor for this and many other reasons. And for those of you who are coming on over to the non-toxic side of things, you're welcome here, and you're welcome to come to The Truth About Cancer, and you're welcome to view and read our book, Unlock the Power to Heal, a TMB and RSB we wrote together, as well as The Truth About Cancer book that Ty wrote, and the thing that started it all, Cancer Step Outside the Box. All of these things will bring you over, help you realize the error of your ways, and listen, we're not above acknowledging our errors, and in particular on this plant, much of our life that we viewed it as something that was really horrible and bad and dangerous.
Yeah, I mean that I've mentioned that on the air many times. That growing up, I was taught that this is the devil's weed, and I remember even in high school doing a paper on how evil marijuana was. But the reality is that's what they wanted you to know about it. They didn't want you to know about the thousands of healing benefits that it has on the entire endocannabinoid system. It's just more hidden knowledge that we're trying to bring to light. And thank God, it looks like it's catching on, because a lot of states are passing legislation to legalize the plant, which should be legal.
Exactly, and I'll be up broadcasting live from the Natural Products Association Maho Midwest Conference, and that's coming up later this month in Columbus, Ohio, and I'll be there with my friends from CV Sciences, the Plus CBD oil we use, and y'all can take advantage of it. There's a code RSB15, gets you 15% off. Now, hoaxes. They perpetrated a hoax about cannabis on most of us for many decades of our life before we figured out, hey, man, this plant's actually good for you. What other lies have they told us? This is the focus of an article on Natural News, and lie number one, they said if a health study is peer-reviewed, then it is evidence-based, reliable, and true. Okay, we got to rethink that, don't we?
Yeah, we do, because the reality is, as as Mike elaborates in his article, that 90% of peer-reviewed medical information in peer-reviewed journals is actually not true.
Oh, man, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's the gold standard. They say peer review, but there's a lot of sham peer review. There's a lot of conflicts of interest.
Yeah.
We've seen so many mathematical equations being done wrong, sometimes on purpose, and more and more and more that's becoming another scam, the sham of peer review. Lie number two, if a food additive, prescription drug, or immunization, which should be called vaccination, is approved by the FDA or the CDC, then scientists have tested it thoroughly for safety and efficacy.
Well, we see, Robert, here three instances where they have co-opted the language. Number one is it's not immunizations, it's vaccinations, and vaccination does not equal immunizations, but they call it immunization so you'll think it creates real immunity when it doesn't. That's lie number one with the way they co-opted the language. Lie number two is when they talk about it being safe. That's not a lie. That's not safe. They're not safe. That's not just a bastardization of the words. Mm-hmm. That's just a flat-out lie, because on the actual package inserts for most vaccines, it says they have not been tested for safety. In other words, they've not been tested to see if they cause cancer. They've not been tested to see if they cause DNA damage. They have not been tested for safety. But that they tell you they have. And so that's the number two. And the number three, when they say that they're efficacious, right? These are safe and efficacious, the vaccines are. Well, what does that mean? Well, when they're efficacious, it means that they create an antibody response. But now we're learning from CDC's own documents that that does not necessarily mean that it's going to protect you from the disease. It just means it creates an antibody response. So we think it means it's effective at preventing disease, but it really is just effective at creating an antibody response, which may not protect from the disease. There's three in one lie right there.
I got a message to the CDC right now. Kiss my antibody. Kiss. It ain't enough. It ain't enough.
Nope.
And it's another lie, again, of immunologists like Tatiana Bukanich, who has the integrity and the intelligence to look deeper and say, hey, you know what? It's much more complex than just antibody production. Lie number three, remember this one? Cigarettes are good for digestion. Doctors recommend them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the doctors did for a while. And I've shown in my lecture every time at least one magazine clipping from the 1950s where you got a doctor holding up a pack of Lucky's or Pall Mall or Gamble's or whatever and saying that they're good for your lung health and, you know, a pack a day keeps the doctor away. Well, that turned out to be not true, didn't it?
Not true at all. Any more than there's truth in the polio vaccine being a miraculous intervention eradicating the paralytic pandemic that was sweeping the world earlier in the 20th century. Apparently, no, that was a lie, too.
That was a lie. Well, that was a lie because, number one, polio instances and cripplings, paralysis from polio, they had already declined 90%+ before the introduction of the vaccine. And they declined in direct correlation with the usage of DDT, which the symptoms of DDT poisoning are very, very similar to paralytic polio. So that was one of the things that happened. And the other thing to go ahead and wipe out all the polio that the vaccine allegedly wiped out was the fact that they changed the definition of polio in 1955 July when they reintroduced the vaccine to where now it's almost impossible for anything to be considered polio. They called it other diseases. So, you know, you throw in the decrease in polio or polio symptoms from the decrease in DDT, and then when they changed the definition of polio, wow, bam, we just wiped out polio, whether or not there would have been a vaccine introduced at that time.
Right, and I would add to it, in honor of our dear friend who departed a while ago, some months ago, we're going to honor a memorial party on Friday, also that the polio virus itself may never even have been isolated. It's a mishmash of all kinds of crazy stuff that they inject into monkeys and cause them, their brains, to become paralyzed. And they say, aha, we found the cause. That's how scientific they are.
That's true, and that's something that didn't even cover, because it's like that you could do a whole documentary on that in and of itself, but does the polio virus actually cause polio?
Yep.
Have they isolated that virus? Good questions.
Yep. Another lie of the hoaxes of the last 100 years, artificial sweeteners help you lose weight. No. They'll help you get fat. And they'll intoxicate your liver and your tissues and your brain and your nervous system. If you're doing artificial sweeteners, folks, you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You probably haven't read any of Ty Bollinger's books either yet.
Boom. Commercial time already.
We got through half of them, TMB.
Let's finish them up after the break.
All right, let's do that. And if we have time, we'll tell you about shingles and its relationship to heart attacks, which is really another PR maneuver to get you frightened enough to roll up your sleeve to get another worthless, dangerous Zoster varicella shot. We can fit it in. We'll talk about it. But we have a good time with you every week. TMB, Super D in the Wings, making it sound so good. Ben's on the board. Back with more hoaxes after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If anybody rocks the Hell's World more than TMB and RSB when we get together with Super D, you got to tell us. Call us up and let us know, because I don't know. I don't know who'd be doing that. I just don't know. I don't think anybody could. They'd get injured. We'd have to help them.
Robert, anybody that's on your shows, you make them sound good. So I don't take any credit for rocking the Health World. I'm just kind of along for the ride. You're like the guy driving the Harley, but you got like this passenger seat with the one wheel, and I'm just sitting in that passenger seat, just enjoying the ride.
Oh no! But really, who makes it sound well? Is it sound well or sound good? See, I don't know how to talk.
It's Super Don.
Super D making it sound so good. And we got Ben on the board tonight. So, hey, we're going through a bunch of hoaxes from the last 100 years that hopefully you've gotten over. If not, we'll help you along the way. Lie number six is about high cholesterol. High cholesterol, bad cholesterol. Take a drug, lower cholesterol. Stop it. God didn't make a mistake giving us cholesterol. It's good for you. Keeps you young.
It's good for you. It's essential for brain health, and it does keep you young. And the populations across the globe that live the longest have the highest cholesterol. And there's no such thing as bad versus good cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Cholesterol is a transporter. Whether they're high-density lipoproteins or low-density lipoproteins, doesn't matter. Cholesterol is cholesterol, and cholesterol gets the blame for blockages in the arteries when the real culprit is the bad diet that's high in refined sugar that creates the lesions that cholesterol then comes to the rescue for.
Nice.
So cholesterol does a good thing and gets blamed for it.
That's right. And there are good doctors and there are bad doctors. That is true, but there's not good and bad cholesterol. That's a lie. Number seven on the list, all saturated fat is unhealthy. Eat more fat, folks. It's not unhealthy. Of course, what's in the fat could be. That's where we would part ways with that generalization. If the fat is coming from toxic animals and factory farms with heavy metals and antibiotics and growth hormones, that's problematic. But the fat itself is not the evil.
It's not. And the fact of the matter is, if you have coconut oil, you ever heard of that, Robert?
Ooh, I love coconut oil.
Oh, me too. But is that saturated?
Oh, totally.
Oh, so it's saturated fat, but it's coconut oil, which is arguably the healthiest oil on earth. Mm-hmm. And we love it. We love to cook it with it. We love to, the girls will take tablespoons of it to help to, you know, kill bacterial infections in the mouth to rinse with it. You can do the pulling. Yep. I mean, it is so versatile what we can do with coconut oil, probably the best oil on the planet, but it's completely saturated. That's a complete lie.
Right. And I put butter and ghee. We cook with ghee as well.
Yeah,
and that's saturated fat, but it's stable fat if you're cooking. Number eight, milk. It does a body good. Well, if it's homogenized and pasteurized and coming from factory farmed animals that don't eat the food that they're supposed to, like grass, there's a problem.
You is what you eat, Robert, and so are the animals. And if the animals are eating GMO junk, that's what's going to be the composition of their meat. They need to be eating grass, grass-fed and organic foods, you know, organic fields, I guess. So,
yeah.
No, I would prefer to, if you have to finish it out with grain, it's better than completely grain-fed, but I prefer completely grass-fed and grass-finished beef. It's the healthiest.
Beautifully said. And, of course, we indulge in that. And that's why, hey, we're here. We're still here. We're upright. We're helping you break the cycle of lies and the hoaxes in the health field that could harm you. And number nine on the list, you just mentioned them, GMOs. Oh, yeah, they're increasing sustainable growing practices on the planet. Not.
No, I mean, they're not.
What a lie. What a lie.
They're not. They're, as a matter of fact, the recent studies, according to Jeffrey Smith that I interviewed last year, or actually it was 2 years ago now, for the Truth About Cancer's first documentary, he mentioned the fact that there are actually smaller crops from GMOs now, that the sustainable farming, the organic farms, the small farms are producing much better yields.
Yeah. Hey, Super D, this last one is for you. It's about chemotherapy. No, it's not for you. Absolutely not. We would never let anybody do that to you. but they're saying that this is actually for TMB. I was just joking. But, Ty, this is a big one. Chemotherapy. Your best chance. Your only chance surviving cancer. Chemo.
Yep. No, that's not your best chance. As a matter of fact, your best chance shows, according to several studies, that if your chemo is your only option, to do nothing, and you'll live longer than if you take chemo. The chemo, this slide number 10 says it has an average, a miserable 2.3% success rate. It actually, the study was an Australian study from, the Royal Cancer Center in, Sydney. And, I believe that the actual findings were that it contributed 2.3% to a 5-year survival rate were the actual words in that article. So I want to be accurate. They didn't say it had a 2.3% success rate, but it contributed 2.3% to a 5-year survival,
right,
which is still abysmal, but that's,
yeah.
I want to be accurate on the verbiage.
Yeah, and finally, Super D, they said that you can be 99% sure, 99.9% sure, that most of the things coming out of the mainstream media on health and healing are a hoax. So, okay, maybe I'm 0.1% off when I say 100%. Can you give me that?
See, got you on a technicality.
All right, you got me, Super D.
You know, Robert, that 78.2% of statistics are made up on the spot.
I didn't know that, but it would take a CPA of your extraordinary abilities to get that out. Okay, folks, we're done. I can't believe it. TMB, tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
Well, first I have to confess that I made that statistic up, but they need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Scott Belcher.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.